From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Saudis launch more airstrikes on Islamic State targets near Kobani, Syria. New Ebola warning from the World Health Organization. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The United States and Saudi Arabia launched more airstrikes Monday on Islamic State targets near Kobani, Syria, as Kurdish fighters and the insurgents engaged in fierce fighting for control of the town. The U.S. military command says American and Saudi fighter jets carried out four sorties southwest of Kobani, hitting Islamic State units, damaging a staging location, and destroying a heavy machine gun position. Three other airstrikes hit Islamic State targets northeast of Kobani, including two buildings controlled by the jihadists. The parents of an American hostage threatened with beheading by Islamic State militants say they are unable to meet the demands of their son's captors. Paula and Ed Kasich said during a pair of interviews broadcast Monday that they have been doing all they can to free Abdulrahman Kasich since he was captured in Syria last October. The 26-year-old former U.S. Army Ranger was taken captive while he was doing humanitarian work in war-torn Syria. His family says he converted to Islam while in captivity and changed his first name from Peter. The head of the World Health Organization says Ebola poses a threat to the governments and societies of West Africa. Dr. Margaret Chan, Director General of the WHO, warns the number of cases is rising exponentially in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone, and said the outbreak shows how the world is ill-prepared for a severe and sustained public health emergency. In Liberia Monday, most healthcare workers reported to work, ignoring calls for a strike to demand extra hazard pay for potentially exposing themselves to the Ebola virus. This is VOA News. Health authorities in the United States are advising the nation's hospitals to reevaluate their approach in providing care to Ebola patients. Speaking Monday in Atlanta, Georgia, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Tom Frieden urged hospitals to watch for patients with fever or symptoms of Ebola who have traveled from the three worst affected West African nations in the past 21 days. Hundreds of people, some of them wearing masks, have clashed with the protesters in central Hong Kong who have spent weeks demonstrating for democratic reforms in the Chinese territory. The demonstrations began in late September, with the protesters, many of them university students, calling for the semi-autonomous city's leader to resign and for the Chinese government to let Hong Kong voters elect their own without restrictions on candidates. Chief Executive Leung Chun-ying has said he will not step down. More deadly violence in Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul has details.
Afghan authorities say a convoy of National Army and police forces was traveling through a valley in northern Sarepol province when Taliban militants attacked it from the surrounding mountains. Provincial Governor Abdul Jabbar Hakbin gave details of the ambush in the Laghman Valley. He says the raid left 22 security personnel dead, 8 wounded, and 7 were taken captive. The governor said up to 6 convoy vehicles were destroyed. In another attack claimed by the Taliban, at least one Afghan civilian was killed and 3 foreign troops wounded when a suicide car bomber rammed a NATO military convoy along a major road out of the Afghan capital Kabul early Monday. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Another attack in the eastern border province of Nangarhar killed 2 people. South African track star Oscar Pistorius is back in Pretoria's High Court for sentencing after being found guilty of culpable homicide for killing his model girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. The sentencing hearing is expected to last several days, Gillian Parker reports.
27-year-old Olympic and Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius was found guilty last month of negligently killing Reva Steenkamp on Valentine's Day last year, when he shot 4 9mm rounds through a bathroom door in what he said was a mistaken belief a burglar was lurking behind it. Culpable homicide, South Africa's equivalent of manslaughter, is punishable by up to 15 years in prison, community service, or a fine. Judge Thokozile Masipa will sentence Pistorius this week, capping a 6-month on-off trial that has chronicled the fall from grace of the double amputee athlete, who was once revered in South Africa as the ultimate example of triumph over adversity. Gillian Parker for VOA News, Pretoria.
Pistorius could face up to 15 years in prison. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.